B-Pod Studios.
It's 8:36, and we got Harry Medved on standby from Fandango.com. Talk about movies. Yeah, movies are back, and plus, he's got a pair of tickets to give away. Stick around, but first, we have to air out some dirty laundry, LBF.
All right. Well, this is brought to you. You can put all the dirty laundry at Prupak.com. This is brought to you by Prupak. You can actually get 21% off with code 1057 at Prupak.com. Every unrealistic thing we see all the time in movies, a list. But we don't know, Bob and I, you and I were talking about this, and you have one where when the character goes silent in a pivotal scene.
If they didn't do something.
And they don't defend themselves.
They don't defend themselves. If they didn't do the crime, and they don't talk.
Yeah.
They just sit there, and you're like, tell them you didn't do it.
Tell them the truth.
Tell them the truth.
Because any normal person would be like,
it was your boyfriend's brother. He's a jerk. Say it. And they don't. God, that's irritating.
A couple other ones. The villain wasting time instead of killing the main character right away.
Right.
Because you know what? I'm like, come on. This would have been done. Bum, 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 bum.
James Bond should have died in the first movie.
Let me tell you my plan, Mr. Bond.
Exactly.
God.
Someone who's bedridden for months and able to get up quickly and walk. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, I'm talking to you. Those grandparents would actually need a lot more physical therapy to do that little diddly dance. Always finding a parking space, being able to hear right out after gunshots, and women's hair always looking perfect.
You missed the biggest one.
Which one?
The biggest one.
What?
Couples in the morning. With a nice little makeout session.
Oh, yeah. I see that's disgusting.
Wake up and no.
Yum.
Why do movie people do that? I'd say who we're going to ask.
Who?
Harry Medved from Fandango.com. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. Oh, man. What a lead in and segue.
Right?
Why do the couples always do that?
Yeah, in the morning. Know. People don't do that. Go brush your teeth. Come back. Just saying, another irksome Hollywood thing.
But, Bob has scope on his bedside table.
Scope this out. Harry from Fandango.com. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. Well, you know, I love movies, and then none of them ever make any sense.
Right.
And that's why you got to go see the ultimate summer movie this weekend. It's called In the Heights, where it has a lot of that stuff. Man, when we ask people, why are they going to see In the Heights based upon the play, the Broadway play by Lin-Manuel Miranda, the guy who created Hamilton, 97% said they're looking forward to an upbeat film that celebrates culture and community. That, this is a tough sell because when you hear about the movie, it's about a bodega owner who in the very beginning of the film is worried that his refrigerator is broken and that the milk is not going to be cold enough. And like, really, is that worth paying $20?
Right. What a concept.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what the heck? But no, that movie's so much more about, first of all, it takes place during a blackout. It's more about gentrification, about culture and community, about your dreams, about finding a home. There are undocumented workers in the film who are dreamers. And the great thing about this movie is the musical numbers. They have these dance numbers that soar, that take place in the community pool, that look like they're from a Busby Berkeley movie from the 1940s.
Oh,
they've got such great music, and the film is directed by this guy John M. Chu, who did Crazy Rich Asians. So it has
that movie.
Yeah, it was so great. What made the movie both movies so great, in my opinion, is the cast. The casting director deserves an Oscar. Instead of getting somebody like Jennifer Lopez to show up and work in the salon in the film, because that's how they get people in butts and seats.
Yeah.
There's not one big star in the film. I think the biggest star is Jimmy Smith from TV.
Oh, yeah.
But Anthony Ramos, who's from Hamilton, is such a great actor. He was Lady Gaga's best friend in A Star is Born. He plays the bodega owner. The guy is so good, and it's such a feel-good movie. Brian, you've seen the movie, right? So you can see
my wife and I watched it last night.
Okay.
My wife couldn't wait. She was so excited. It was so much fun. Like, just the songs are amazing. It's a fun, like, hopeful movie. It's great.
I think I want to see it in a theater with Lucy.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like it'll be like something we haven't done in so long and an experience.
I'm ready. Yeah. I'll go back.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, really? Bob, it doesn't sound like it's your kind of movie, though. I mean,
no, that's not my kind of movie. I'm just going to say, I was going to ask you, Harry, what else is out there
not a song and dance man, Bob?
Come on.
No.
Come on. There's got to be something out there for me, Harry.
Is there something with explosions, Harry?
Yes. Yeah, racing, war. or
morning kissing.
Yes, there is.
Give me one.
If you do see this movie, see it at the AMC, like Boston Commons, on the biggest IMAX screen possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I can't drag you, Bob, to see that, in just a few minutes, tickets are going to go on sale for Black Widow with Scarlett Johansson and Florence Pugh. It's the biggest, first Marvel movie on the big screen in like 2 years.
So it's
going to be a big summer. So we actually have tickets that we can give away on Fandango where you can see any movie you want on the big screen. And what I love about this is, you know, we've been talking about movies at home for how many years? Like 2 years or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we got movies up on the big screen where if you're ready to go back to the theater and you feel it's safe, and the time's right for you, then you got to go see In the Heights.
Well, let's do this, Harry. You always come with some prizes, so you've got $40 Fandango movie codes to the movies, and that should get your butt in the seats. How many are we giving away?
Exactly. Let's give away a couple of passes.
Oh, I like it. So let's do it right now. Give me a quick pick, LBF. What callers do we take here?
Callers number 10 and 11.
10 and 11. Give us a call, 888-479.
No, stop.
You never know.
888-410-1057. Thank you, Harry Medved from Fandango.com. You know, maybe I'll go see The Heights.
In the Heights.
Okay, fine.
Tell everybody, In the Heights.
All right, In the Heights.
You'll see it, or Fast and Furious 9 coming up in a few weeks.
We're talking. All right, Harry.
I knew it.
You have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. Enjoy.
That's our friend Harry Medved from Fandango.com. Callers 10, 11. You win those $40 gift cards to see any movie that you want.
I love Harry because he understands movies.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
Right?
Yeah, I like
Harry.
He's
open to new things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Musicals.
Is somebody not?
I bet you he's seen The Way We Were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Bon Jovi giving love a bad name. LBF, I love the list that you had from Hollywood movie things that happen in movies and TV shows that people don't like. Yeah. Unrealistic things that happen. We missed a couple, though.
Yep.
Jeff called, one of our listeners, says he hates it because he's a sci-fi movie buff. He hates it when there are explosions in space. Big kabooms.
Yeah.
Because there's no sound in space. You wouldn't hear anything.
Yeah, but you got to put something in there, right?
Star Wars without all the, you know.
Pew, 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 pew. There's no sound in space.
No, there's no sound doesn't travel in space.
But when
very quiet.
But when you're in like not a spaceship, but like the Apollo, you can hear each other inside.
Right, because you're in a closed capsule
with oxygen and stuff like that.
Right, but if you're outside,
don't open the door though.
And you're like, have your little hat on and stuff.
Yeah, you have your hat on.
You can hear in that space hat because there's oxygen.
You're not going to volunteer for the space flight, are you, anytime? No? Okay, good.
No, those outfits are not slimming.
No. Well, no. Maybe some other reasons you don't want to do it. Can I open my hat? No. Don't do that. The other thing in movies that I forgot you didn't mention. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was in movies when they're driving and the driver looks way, way too long talking to the passenger without looking at the road.
Looking directly at
him. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, and I always think there's going to be a crash.
But then when there's not, I'm like,
this is baloney. Yeah, right.
So anyway, we're going to go down the bank. We're going to rob it. You're going to get a break out. I'm going to be driving. You know.
I always think speaking of driving, they drive too well in movies. Like, you know, I'm like, I would never be able to like drive that fast.
Oh, getaway drivers and stuff like that? Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, no, that's it. But you know what I'm saying, though? They're overly...
Oh, I hate it. I hate it when I'm in a car with somebody. I was in a car with somebody doing that.
You're like, don't
look at me. And I was in the back seat, and I'm watching the two of them talk, and I'm like, oh, my God, get your eyes off her. Put your eyes on the road. I want to live through dinner.
Right. God, stop talking. You're not in a movie. All right, 8:56. I got some big news coming up for fans of Billy Joel and Guns N' Roses coming up next, okay? We'll tell you how you can win tickets in 15 minutes, okay?
All right.
Yeah.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.